بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد shortening the qira'ah when traveling سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم recited Surah Kafirun in the first rak'ah and Surah Ikhlas in the second rak'ah of the Fajr Salah whilst they were traveling. Marur ibn Suwayd narrates that they were stationed somewhere between Makkah Mukarrama and Madinah Munawwara with Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu when he led the Fajr Salah. He recited Surah Fil and Surah Quraysh respectively. One Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu was traveling with his son. His son led the Salah and recited the entire Surah Mulk. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu voiced his disapproval thereafter by saying, "You have unduly lengthened the salah." Sayyidina Bara ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that whilst Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam was traveling, he recited Surah At-Teen in one of the rakats of the Isha Salah. Sayyidina Utbah ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu also narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed the Fajr Salah once on journey and he recited Surah Al-Falaq and An-Nas therein. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam thereafter advised him to recite these surahs often at different times of the day and night. Ibrahim An-Nakhi rahimahumullah narrates that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to recite from Qisar al-Mufassal in Salat when traveling. Qisar al-Mufassal are that section containing the shortest of surahs which begins with Surah Bayyina and continues until Surah An-Nas. Note the above bears ample testimony to the fact that it is sunnah to shorten the qira'ah when traveling. This is established from the practice of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well as the Sahaba. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.